Hello, fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. My name is Aria.
And I'm Belle.
And we are two sisters who love reading and love books. And so what we've done is we've created this podcast in order to talk about the things that we love about books, the things we wish we could change, all of that good stuff. This is a variety show, so it does cover a lot of different bookish content, and that can range from bad retellings of stories, to book theories, to book reviews. The list really does go on. But today we are going to be doing another bad retelling. And in this case, we are going to be talking about a story called The Monk. So Belle is the one who was the first one to have to deal with this story. So we'll go ahead and let her give a little bit of a background as to why, her just general thoughts on it, and then I'll go into my bad retelling of it.
As Aria said, out of the two of us, I was the one who first had to go through the torture of reading The Monk. And The Monk, it says it's a romance.
I don't really believe that.
But it's a gothic novel. I mean, I had to read it for a gothic literature course, so it says it's a romance. It, in no way, shape, or form is this book a romance.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say,
like, I can get why it's categorized as gothic, but it's not even gothic. It's just, it's a trip.
Yes, that does sum up essentially where this story goes. So, that being said, this is one, again, I have not read this. I stumbled across Belle listening to the audio version of this book. And from the little bit that I heard, I was very much kind of like, what the heck are you doing? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I am confused. It was just a no for me. So what I've done is I've looked into it a little more since I wasn't going to read the original. And I looked into a synopsis of the book, and that is what I'm going to base my bad retelling off of. Now, another note. According to the synopsis, there are essentially two stories that kind of happen beside each other. The one I am not going to talk about because I just skipped over it. It didn't seem interesting to me.
Oh, is that the one with the bleeding nun?
Yeah, Lorenzo and I forget, but there's a nun.
Yeah, even whenever I had to read the book, my gothic literature teacher was like, just skip this sad story. It has to do with a bleeding nun. It does nothing. Just skip these chapters.
Yeah, so I only really went off of the little bit that I heard Belle talking about when she was talking about the things that she had to do for this class and like questions she had to answer and that sort of thing. Now, a couple warnings, because this does need warnings in front of it. Okay.
Lots and lots of warnings.
There is, in this story, there is talk of assault of the sexual nature. There is a lot of other very not good things in this story. So if that is something that triggers you, I understand. Go, don't listen to this. You can catch us on another episode because this is not one to just kind of lightly listen to us talk about it, because it's a lot. Okay.
It really is. Like, it takes a lot to get to me, and Aria can attest to this. Like, it takes a lot.
Yes.
To get to me. Whenever we talked about this book in my gothic literature class, everybody was like, oh yeah, this book is really freaky and it gave me nightmares and weird dreams and blah, blah, blah. And for me, it never did that. Just, it made me uncomfortable. Like, I was extremely uncomfortable listening to the audiobook because I originally tried to read it, and then I got like halfway, I finished like the first chapter and I'm like, I can't, I'm uncomfortable. Maybe listening to it would help. It didn't. I was still uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is not one, even though I'm going to be kind of giving a bad retelling about this, this is not one to take lightly. So again, if you are triggered in any way, shape, or form by, again, like assaults at all, skip it. Like, we'll see you next time. All right, so my bad retelling of The Monk. So essentially, it's about this guy named Ambrosio Alfredo. I'm going to call
Ambrosio.
Yeah, Ambrosio. Guess what? His name's Alfredo now.
So, you sound like me in The Hobbit with
Bilbo.
With Bilbo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I never say.
Yeah. So Alfredo is this monk. Okay. And he's just chilling in a convent, I guess. I don't really know.
He's a well-known, famous monk.
Okay, so apparently he is. Who knows? So he's just chilling in a convent, and all of a sudden, this girl named Matilda just kind of shows up. Don't know why. She just kind of comes into town. And she's like, hey, you want to be my lover? And he was like, yes. Yes, I do. And so things happen. And so then I guess it mentioned somewhere in the synopsis that Alfredo gets bit by a snake or something, and Matilda sucks out the poison or something, and then she ends up dying, but it turns out she's like a demon or something. She's a witch. She's a demon or something. A
witch with demonic.
She's a demon or something. So she goes to a graveyard and is like, yo, Lucifer, don't let this kill me. And he like heals her by the power of Lucifer, I guess. Who knows? So then Alfredo decides to keep Matilda as his lover. And so they continue doing lovery things. And then all of a sudden he has to leave his little convent. And he leaves this little convent and he goes out into the world. And he finds this girl whose name is Allegro.
Antonia,
yep. Allegra. Her name's Allegra now.
Antonia.
So her name's Allegra. And Allegra is this young girl. And her mom's name is Elvira, which I was just kind of like, okay, that's interesting. But anyway, so because Alfredo is this monk who is not supposed to be having the, you know, not supposed to be doing the nasty, he is, because he has that sin on him, he finds Allegra. I was like, what did I name her? Allegra. He finds her very, very sexy. And no. So now, granted, he's like 30 something and she's like 16. So big red flags there.
You think that's a red flag? Wait till the end.
Oh, no. I'm getting there. That's just the first of the red flags. So then pretty much he tries to kind of talk to Allegra, and Allegra's like, nah. And Elvira is definitely like, stay away from my daughter. And so then Matilda is just kind of like, but you have me. And he's like, no, you're not good enough for me. I want this girl. That's what I want. I want this girl. And Matilda's like, well, you know what? I could take you to Lucifer and he can do something to help you out. So that way you can be done with her and then come back with me. So they do that. Alfredo meets Lucifer. Lucifer's like, here's this magic stick. This stick will let you through any door, whether it's locked or not, or the walls. It's essentially a teleporting stick. Who knows? And also, it will make you invisible. So you can do not nice things to this young girl without her consent, and she won't know who did it. Alfredo's like, fantastic. I'm in. So Alfredo takes the stick and he goes to Allegra's house. When he goes into Allegra's house, he comes across Elvira, the mother. Elvira catches Alfredo somehow, because she's magic too. Why not? She catches Alfredo and Alfredo murders her, as you do. So he gets kind of upset about the whole murdering thing, and he forgoes his plans to do not nice things to a young girl. For now. Later on down the line, he gives Allegra some sort of a potion to make her sleep, I guess, that makes her like look like she's dead. And so he does that somehow. She takes it somehow and she looks like she's dead, a la Juliet. When she comes to in a crypt, he's there and he's like, I'm going to do not nice things to you right now because you are underage and because I want to do that. So he, again, there's no consent here and there is sexy time. And we're not going to actually name that word because that's apparently not a good word to talk about, as it isn't. So we're not going to name it. But you can take it from there. So after he does his thing, he then looks down on Allegra. He pretty much thinks that she is not clean, not worthy of him, yada yada. He then kills her. So then after all that happened, Lucifer's like essentially coming to claim his debt, right? Because Alfredo owed him something for the magic stick. And Alfredo is like, no, 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 no. I just made some mistakes. Like, I'm sorry. I swear. Like, I made some mistakes. It's not that bad. Lucifer's like, no. You killed her mom. You had the Zegzy times with a couple people, which you ought not because you're a monk and you've taken a vow of chastity. And also, just so you know, Allegra was your sister. So Alfredo's like, you know what? Just kill me now. Which, quite frankly, dude, yes, that is the smartest thing you've done this entire freaking book. That's it. Lucifer drags him off to hell. The end.
Honestly, yeah.
Did I miss anything?
The only other thing I think you missed is when... Well, you missed the fact that Matilda pretended to be another monk to get close to Ambrosio.
Oh, yeah, I totally missed that because...
Yeah, like, she, like, fell in love with him and then pretended to be a guy and then was a guy and then finally, like, she confessed and he's like, but you're a man. And she's like, no, I'm not. And he was just like, well... And everything between them happens, blah de blah. And then before he gets the stick, isn't it looking well, something, something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
He's able, he's something happens.
Oh, wait, there's like a mirror or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Matilda, before he goes to Lucifer and he's talking to Matilda and he's like, man, there's this girl. She's hot. I want to do the stuff and the things with her. And Matilda is like, but she got me. And he's like, no. And so then to appease him or to try to appease him, she first gives him like this magic mirror that he can essentially look in and watch this young girl while she's sleeping, while she's dressing, all of those things.
The scene I most remember isn't the one where she's bathing.
And there's that too. Yeah. So yeah, again, you can fill in the blanks there, but he can see all of it. And then, of course, that kind of fuels him more, which is when he's like, no, like, yeah, listen, I need to do this, which, again, bad call, Jude. You don't do you because that's bad. But he then goes to Lucifer and gets the magic stick. That's how that goes. I remember that now. What else?
I mean, I think you got the biggest part of he kills his mom, does stuff with his sister, and then finds out he killed both his mother and his sister.
Yeah, because he murdered both of them.
Bad he went on to trial.
Oh, I didn't know there was a trial. I thought Lucifer was just like...
Well, hey. No, he was convicted and was going to go on trial or something. And then he was like, I guess he saw Lucifer or something. And he's like, get me out of this. And Lucifer's like, well, you can, but you gotta die. And he's like, okay, great. And then he was kind of like, no, I don't want to die. I just want to make this better and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Lucifer's like, well, you did this, 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 and this. And you murdered your sister and your mother and you did stuff with your sister. So how does that make you feel? And he's just like, yeah, just take my soul. I'm done.
Yeah. So, okay. So a little bit different, but all in all, pretty darn close for me not reading the book and doing a bad retelling. I give myself an applause. That was a 10 out of 10 good, bad retelling.
I mean, I can't even argue this one, unlike one of our previous ones of like Rebecca, because with this one, I didn't like this book.
Yeah. And I don't blame you. This one is messed up.
And I had some high hopes for it, too. That's the sad thing, because if anybody has read one of my all-time favorite books, Northanger Abbey, the monk is mentioned in it. And I was like, oh, yes, I can read The Monk and I can know the reference. And now I know the reference and now I wish I did not know the reference.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. All right. Well, that is about all the time that we have for today. We want to thank you for coming along, for those of you who are still with us, for coming along on this adventure of my bad retelling of The Monk. I know it was a rough one. I tried to make it as palatable as possible, but really, read the actual synopsis on Wikipedia if you want to get really the full scope of it, because, yeah. It's rough. But anyway, if you like our show, if you like what we're doing here, please like, comment, follow, share, all of that good stuff. And if you don't, that's okay too. You know, I get it. Now, what are we going to be talking about next time?
Book theory of the inheritance games.
All right. Well, then we will see you guys then. Bye.